Whittemore again under center. Green in the backfield. Two receivers to his right. Whittemore drops back, fakes the handoff, rolls out to his right, looking downfield. He's got a wide-open Charles Gordon at the 20, and he's forced down at about the 15-yard line. Marcus Lewis in on the tackle. They're going to spot that one at the 17-yard line, excuse me. So that'll bring up another first and 10 for the Jayhawks. 8:12 left. The score 28-6 in favor of KU.
You're right there, Todd. He was wide open. Charles Gordon, the recipient of that Bill Whittemore pass. Whittemore ran a little bit of a naked bootleg, faked it, running back to the left, came back around to the right, and Charles Gordon was wide open.
Gordon, Simmons, and Rideau, the receivers, two to Whittemore's left. Whittemore under center, Green in the backfield. Now Gordon in motion. They hand it off to Clark Green again. He's up to about the 12-yard line, taken down by Jonathan Dreyer.
And I think I've seen that play before. It was the exact same play. They ran the two plays before. They run it twice in a row. Little rollout pass for Bill Whittemore and go right back to it again. Maybe we'll get to see it here a fourth time. But, hey, again, 5 yards, 13 yards, 7 yards, 5 yards. I think any coach in college football will take those every time.
Yeah, that's a great point, and I wouldn't be surprised if we saw it again if this time they actually gave it to Mark Simmons. Once again, receivers to Bill Whittemore's left, two of them. This time Gordon goes in motion. They fake the handoff to him, give it to Green. He spins around, but he's going to be tackled right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard if he's lucky.
Well, in that time, it looked like it may have been a better idea to just go ahead and give it to Charles Gordon. It looked like he had a lot of room over there, but still the Jayhawks get a yard at least, so third down coming up for them.
I think Clark Green may be in the air, Mark Mangino a little bit, maybe at halftime and on the sideline, when he's on the sideline, to get him a touchdown. Green still yet without a rushing touchdown this year, so they're trying to give him the ball down here, maybe get him his first rushing touchdown of the season.
Just over 6.5 minutes left, third and four. Anderson in motion. Whittemore drops back, looks to pass. He's got a man outside to the left. There's flags down. Well, he should have had enough for the first down. Dexter Sitzdrunk on the tackle, but there's a penalty back at the line of scrimmage.
Well, this could be a defensive holding on Monroe Weekly. One of the defenders holding Monroe Weekly. He ended up making the reception out there in the flats and turning it upfield, but it looked like he may have got held at the line of scrimmage. We'll have to wait and see what the officials saw, though.
So that one will go against the Jayhawks. 5-yard penalty would bring up about third and nine. So once again, mental mistakes costing the Jayhawks field position. Third down, 9 yards to go, just under 6.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Bill Whittemore again in the shotgun formation. Looked like there might have been an offside. No flags are thrown. The pass is complete to Brandon Rideau, taken down by Marcus Lewis. They're going to spot him up to the 9-yard line.
Todd, you mentioned that there's no penalty called there. I can't believe it. It looked like Jacksonville State was offside. It looked like two players were, but no flag on the play. It will bring up fourth down for the Jayhawks, fourth and about two, and a decision right here for Coach Mangino. Do you try to get the touchdown, get Whittemore out of the game after that, or do you kick the Johnny Beck field goal?
Well, it looks like the Jayhawks will try for the touchdown, much to the fans' delight. They list it as fourth and 2 yards to go. Bill Whittemore stays out on the field along with the rest of the offense. So the Jayhawks have to pick up a big 2 yards here for the first down. Whittemore under center. He's got two receivers to the left, one to the right. Drops back to pass. He's under heavy pressure, and he has to throw it away incomplete, and they'll turn the ball over on downs.